so we just got done with our Patreon episode. We delved really, it was originally intended to be our regular show. And we started talking about Friday the 13th. They have been assaulting me on Twitter. And
Do you feel assaulted?
Well, there was a lot of talk about mouth fucking.
Was there really?
Awesome. Anyway, so go check that out. Then we spent a lot of time talking about an article from The Root, I think, and Everyday Feminism. But whatever. I don't want to rehash all the shit with the Friday guys or girls or whatever the fuck they are, but
queers.
Fuck
queers.
Them. Fuck who else? Who else do you want to face fuck?
I want to talk about Hannah Gadsby.
What's that?
Don't call her that. She's a woman.
What's they?
That's why I wanted to play this clip, but I was trying to find it, but you were yelling at me. All right, hold on.
You gonna explain it?
Nah.
Thank you very much.
Can you even hear it?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Just gonna wait for the last little cuddle over there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, I mean, that's.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. I've got
get
more.
On with it.
What am I listening to?
Opportunity to speak here, to be asked to address. A room sort of chock-a-block full of such incredible people.
She's a lesbian that hates men.
There is, after all, nothing a comedian aspires to more than a breakfast gig.
Why are we listening to this?
Fuck, I don't know.
This moment
I can't
I have
find this.
Opportunity that. Happy to help. Specifically, I want to speak about the good men.
There you go. She wants to speak about the good men.
You're going to regret that clap. I want to speak about the very big problem I have with the good men. Especially the good men who take it upon themselves to talk about the bad men. I find good men talking about bad men incredibly irritating. And this is something the good men are doing a lot of at the moment. Not this moment, not this minute, because the good men don't have to wake up early for their opportunity to monologue their hot take on misogyny. They get prime
Why are you playing this?
Because it pisses me off.
And I
well, I don't give a fuck. Shut it off.
What? Fuck you. You don't get to be in charge of this shit.
Apparently I am, because it's not playing anymore. Why would you want to lead the show with that?
Oh, I didn't. I just wanted to throw it in here. We can put it wherever you want. We'll move it around. We'll move it around in post. You didn't even listen to the whole thing.
No, I'm not going to listen to 25 minutes just tell me what she said that pissed you off that you wanted to hear.
There's she's nothing. No, I can't even put it into words how much it pisses me off.
What's the point of the you pissed me off. What did you want to convey?
It wasn't what I wanted to convey. It's she's making a speech about how good men get to draw the line about what's good and what's bad, and men shouldn't get to draw any lines. Women should get to decide what's good and what's bad for men and what actions and what everything about being a man, women should get to decide where the line is for between good men and bad men. And
what's
men,
wrong with that?
Shut the fuck up. And men should.
I'm serious.
So am I.
No, I'm serious. What? Who gives a fuck where who draws the line? Because nobody pays attention to the fucking line that they draw. So I don't give a fuck. They can draw the lines. All of them.
Okay. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Nope. All I know is that we just started the show and you said, here, listen to this. And it was some, what is she, fucking Australian or English?
Yeah, Australian.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
And it was just gibberish that like made my, I didn't care. The only thing that I could hear on that is that awkward laughter after she stops every sentence because people are at a comedy show, so they expect their sense of humor is heightened, I guess.
Right.
Or their willingness to giggle at awkward moments is more pronounced.
Sure. I really wish we would have talked about Nanette, which is the comedy show that she calls it a comedy show, which is the show that she did. She put it out as a comedy special, and then she told a story. The whole show was her telling a story about being raped as a child and being raped as an adult. Exactly. That is exactly right. But she billed it as a comedy show, and she took an hour to tell about how bad men are and how she got raped and blah, blah, blah. Nothing funny through the whole thing, but everybody
how
in the media.
Did you watch it?
No, I watched clips of it because I couldn't stand it. It was terrible. So everybody in the media is fawning over how that's the new face of comedy. This is the greatest comedy hour of all time. And there was not one laugh. Like it was like spoken word. I'm not telling her she shouldn't be able to say it. I just you can't just decide what comedy is and put it out there as a comedy show when there's no fucking jokes in it. That would be us. That would be like us putting this out as a comedy show.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. All right, I'm done. We can talk about whatever the fuck you want. Now I'm mad.
All right. Yeah, let's be mad at, what was her
name? Let's be mad, Hannah. Dizzy Gillespie. Right. I want to talk about it, but I have nothing intelligent to say. I'm just mad.
All right, let's be mad about this.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Charlie White.
All right, moving on. Nobody even needs to know what the fuck we're talking about.
All right, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. This is December 22nd, 2018. So what Anthony and I are doing, we're attempting to get through all the stories that we saved for our show and then just never got to when we were recording. So instead of throwing them away, we decided that we were going to use them.
Right.
Because we are recyclers. No, wait a minute. We're
content creators.
We're lazy. We didn't pick any shows for this week, so we're going to clean up all these old ones. You're a racist man, Charlie Brown. Critics are slamming ABC's A Charlie Brown Christmas for seating its only black character, Franklin, alone on one side of the holiday table in a rickety old lawn chair. I never noticed it.
Do you see the picture?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to argue.
No, it's not. That's fucking stupid. Go ahead.
Nope,
keep reading.
It's hard. Okay. There's, I don't know these people's names, Snoopy, Linus, Charlie Brown, blonde girl, all on one side.
Uh-huh.
Pigpen,
you see how
end of the table.
You see how none of their chairs match, right? They're all just kind of a mismatch of chairs. Like they just kind of grabbed whatever chairs they could find, and they all sat at the table. And he just happened to get an old beach chair. It doesn't look rickety. It's a fucking beach chair. That's racist.
But it's not that it's not about the chair that he's in. It's that there's four people on one side of the table.
Yeah,
and then he's sitting by himself on the other side.
Right, and there's another place setting here for somebody else, if you see, down below him. There's nobody sitting there.
No.
Racist. This is real easy.
You're wrong.
I know. This is real easy. If you want to find racism everywhere you look, it's real, real easy to find it. You just have to want to find it.
All right. Meanwhile, white friends, including Peppermint Patty, Charlie Brown, Sally, and even Snoopy, were all seated across from him in real chairs as they feasted. The special, which debuted in 1973, aired again on Wednesday, prompting social media outrage over the gang's highly unwoke picnic table.
Social media outrage. We should change the world. We should just shut this whole thing down because of social media outrage.
Don't you think that... Stop. Don't worry about all that.
Don't worry about all that.
No. All right, so... We talked about not trying to just focus on the funny, not try to change anybody's mind. Remember?
Oh, I don't have any. I don't think I'm going to change anybody's mind. Everybody that listens to this show hates me, so.
So you've really let that get to you, haven't
you? No.
So anyway, what I wanted to, this thing here, unwoke, being woke and unwoke, that pisses me off.
Why?
Because it's a stupid phrase.
I agree with that. What does it even? Okay, so what does it even mean? Type it into your friend Google and see what it actually the definition is.
We know what it is though, right?
I just want to know what the like official definition is. I mean, I know what it means, but
become alert or too aware
of what?
Like being woke up to reality.
The reality is that. Oh, okay.
All right, let's try Urban Dictionary. Woke.
There you go.
Probably has something to do with spunk in your eye or something.
Probably.
All right. Getting woke is like being in the Matrix and taking the red pill. You get a sudden understanding of what's really going on, and you find out you were worrying about the wrong things.
Okay. But only to do with race and stuff.
And probably midgets.
And yeah, only to do with race and midgets.
All right, so back to where we were. Charlie White. Why is Franklin and Charlie Brown Thanksgiving sitting all by himself at the table, man? Things I did not notice as a child. Others said, good grief, over a seating chart that would have thrilled George Wallace.
Yeah, I'm sure George Wallace was happy that these people are so woke.
Not watching Charlie Brown Thanksgiving anymore until they sit some people on the same side of the table as Franklin.
Well, you think they redraw it every year? That's hilarious. They're going to redraw the whole thing. These fucking idiots.
The scene in question centers on an impromptu holiday feast of toast, jelly beans, and ice cream in Charlie Brown's backyard. At one point, poor lonesome Franklin topples over in his half-broken chair.
Uh-huh. Oh, this says, they give our friend the busted chair. Why is he your friend? Because he's the same color as you? They give our friend the busted chair and won't even sit on the same side of the table. More proof that Charlie Brown and his cohorts are racist. Where's the other proof? You can't just say more proof if you don't have any other proof. Dumb fucks.
Yeah, you can.
You can, but you're a fucking idiot. I do it to you all the time. Yeah, but you're a fucking idiot.
Why you got to be attacking me, son?
Don't call me son. I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking
you. If you're not in the mood to record, then take that shit somewhere else, son.
Son, don't call me son. Every week you say that. Not in the mood to record.
Well, you're being a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Over.
Charlie.
All right. Pedophiles.
Oh, hey.
Right. Am I right?
Let's talk about that. Are we done with Charlie Brown already? Dumb sons of bitches. Everything's racist all the time.
10-year-old boy dances on stage for money at adult gay bar in New York. Okay. He's an entrepreneur.
At least he's not on the streets doing drugs.
Drag kid Desmond is amazing.
That's his name. Desmond is amazing.
Okay. I don't care. I'm already over it. Delivered a headlining performance at a sleazy Brooklyn gay bar on December 1st, where the 10-year-old boy danced on stage in a crop top and a full face of makeup as a throng of adult men in the audience showered him in dollar bills. This doesn't seem appropriate.
You think? That's like the understatement of the year. This doesn't seem appropriate.
And the reason why I'm so upset about this is that a 10-year-old boy doesn't know if he should be wearing makeup yet or not. He's not old enough to make that decision.
Awesome. He's going to turn into a whore if you let him wear makeup. Oh, my God.
The event called Club Woha. Was hosted at Brooklyn Gay Bar $3 Bill and was promoted on social media. Desmond also celebrated the performance on his own Instagram page, which has 105,000 followers. Adults who wish to watch a half-naked child dance in a bar could buy tickets on an Eventbrite page in which the venue described itself as queer-owned and operated. We foster a safe space from love. We respect all human persons as long as those human persons are also respectful to the ones around them and over 9 years old.
And over 9 years old.
This is weird, man. This can't be legal.
God, I don't understand.
Do the gays have to follow the same laws as us?
No, not us whites. So his Instagram page has 105,000 followers. So there are 105,000 people.
Pedophiles.
Some of those have to be adults that want to watch a drag queen child. I don't understand how...
You shouldn't even call her a drag queen. It would be a drag princess.
Drag princess. As soon as the queen dies, she's next in line.
RuPaul. As soon as RuPaul dies.
Yeah.
Photos of the event show Desmond in a blonde wig, makeup, and a crop top collecting monetary tips from adult men in the audience like a stripper as other half-naked adult drag queens, some in panties and fishnet stockings, stood on stage nearby. YouTuber Yusuf Ozaya of Ozaya Media called attention to the disturbing performance in a video he posted Friday. A day after the performance, one reviewer on Yelp wrote, "I left after seeing a child dance on stage for money at nighttime." So this would have been okay.
If it was during the day, we're good. If it was like noon on a Wednesday. You ever been to a strip club at noon on a Wednesday?
I have. You ever eaten breakfast at a strip club?
Yes, I have, actually. I used to work third shift. That's sad.
Yeah, and they don't have, like, the... That's not where the top-tier girls come out.
Nope, it sure is not.
That's when they drag out the 10-year-old boys. All right. Desmond is amazing. A Brooklyn native has become a celebrity in the drag queen world and LGBT community and a little darling of left-wing media and gay lobbying groups. His parents have come under harsh criticism for their questionable parenting style. No shit. He became famous after a video of him dancing sexually in a gay pride parade went viral. Desmond appears to spend most of his time with adult gay men and cross-dressers with the full support and encouragement. No. Anthony just sent me a message that said, "Type Desmond is amazing into a Google image search."
I'm looking at it right now. This is some fucked up shit. I just want you to see how fucked up this is.
Last December, the child even appeared on a YouTube show hosted by drag queen Michael Alig, who was just released from a 17-year prison sentence for killing and dismembering his drug dealer. Alig was the subject of the 2000 Party Monster starring Macaulay Culkin. In that video, Desmond is seated directly beneath a piece of artwork with a rude Rufinol, his largely painted Rufinol, known as Rufies, is a date rape drug. Okay. Good article, son.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's legal.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't get it. It doesn't make... I don't even know what to say.
Okay, so are we not supposed to think that it's offensive because it's black? Nope, not black people, because it's gay people.
Right. Yeah. Well, because it's gay and it's semi transgendered.
So if you had your daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think about this.
Nope, I'd rather not.
If you let your daughter dress up exactly how he is dressed up, mm-hmm. and then go dance
at a
in
strip
front
club.
Of men. Yeah.
I would be in jail, and my daughter would be in foster care. Rightfully so, right? I mean,
yes.
If I took my daughter to a strip club and had her dance at a strip club and had men throw money at her,
It's not even a question. It would
exactly
like it would be like 10 years ago, us trying to imagine what a world would be like with the guy from The Apprentice as our fucking president.
Imagine if this guy was president. You're fired.
I see you've been working on your impressions.
Right. Oh, God.
Yeah, who's... Fuck.
Did you click on that link I just sent you?
No, I'm not clicking on anything you fucking send me.
Click on the fucking link I sent you.
Was it a... How'd you send it?
Through Skype.
All right. Hold, please.
Hold, please.
It's just entertaining. I can't find it.
Oh.
Oh, but there's a fucking red dot over here on this thing.
There's a fucking red dot.
Type Desmond into... Fuck it. All right. Here I am. What the fuck? Eat a dick.
People were celebrating that picture. There's a picture of this boy dressed up as a girl holding a balloon that says "Eat a dick." If
this doesn't seem appropriate,
that's what I'm saying. Don't you think somebody should be in jail? I just want just anybody. Just pick somebody. You go to jail. This is fucked. See that guy? You're looking at the picture. There's a guy with his back turned.
No,
that guy, jail.
I wanted to get the porn, my child porn off here as soon as possible.
Me and you should be in jail just for looking at this. This is fucking retarded.
You should go to jail for sending it to me.
You opened it. You're in jail too.
All right. This is our last show before Christmas, ain't it?
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. Well, that was our Christmas special.
That was our Christmas special talking about pedophiles. So years ago, several people told me, that if gay marriage passes, the next thing is going to be pedophiles are going to be try to be accepted as a regular sexuality. Like, we should just accept pedophilia. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But it seems to me that that's exactly what's happening. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, you are 100% wrong about that.
Am I?
Yes.
Why you say
that? Oh, maybe 94%.
Why do you say that?
I still don't feel that fucking a kid is right.
No,
so my views,
God,
haven't changed.
No, neither do I.
I thought you were like telling me something. I didn't know what you were doing.
Oh my God. Salon deletes article defending pedophilia from site. So there was an article on Salon about defending pedophilia. I mean, it's going more mainstream than I ever thought it would. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
All right. So let's take a... We're going to have a follow-up conversation with Amanda.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and stop here, and then when we come back, we'll have her on. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, yeah. We have merch. Bye.
Yeah, bye. We have merch. Bye.
All right. I'm stopping the recording, all right?
Yep, me too. That way, yeah. I'm keeping the other one going, though. Or should I stop that one, too?
Yeah, stop it. I have no idea how long it's going to be. She just messaged. Oh, hello.
Hey.
We're so fucking professional.
All right. Try this again. This will be the third time that I've done this intro. So last week we had Amanda on from Blunt Mommy, and we lost the recording. We are not going to rehash all that shit again. It was a funny episode.
By the end, she wanted to fuck me.
It's not even an episode if it's not recorded.
I'm telling you, by the end, she wanted to fuck me.
Oh, my God.
She did admit that.
Yeah, don't let her lie to you.
But, so I want to start off, I think, and I'm sure this is by design, but there was some fan fiction that was written. It was emailed to you.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So those of you that haven't listened or don't listen to Blunt Mommy, go over and check out her last episode. I think it came out 12/21, maybe. and then there at the tail end of it, she reads an email that somebody had written in as if they were fantasizing me and Anthony or something. It was a little bit confusing, kind of funny, but I'm very interested in the fact that I assume it was that guy that you fuck in the ass. Am I wrong?
You're totally wrong.
Was it you?
Although,
did you write it?
Although, the reason why he said, fuck Doug, you know, what was it, last week?
Yeah.
He was like, either you or Doug have designs for each other. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, what kind of lingo is this? He's like, designs, like, y'all want to fuck each other. And I was like, oh my God, you are kidding me right now?
Well, I mean, Doug does want to fuck you.
But yeah, that's why he was like,
oh, we're just gonna gloss over that.
Jealous. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Shut up.
He's really jealous.
Yeah, he was jealous.
We planning a trip to North Carolina anytime soon.
Miller.
Yeah. Okay. So, but he doesn't listen, right? He doesn't listen to our show.
No.
Okay.
Then how would he know?
Yeah, so how'd he know?
Because I made him listen to the first, 3 minutes where y'all brought him up.
Oh,
and he
okay.
started laughing, and he was like, yeah, y'all got designs for each other. I still don't know where the fuck that came from, designs. Who made that up?
A black person?
Probably. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
They make up all the new language. That's how that works. Anytime anything new comes out, it's a black person made it up. That's not a bad thing.
We recently discovered that we're woke, so we can say that.
Right.
So I guess I do need to know then, is it the signs? The kinds. We have the kinds.
You have the kinds. Yes. Yes, that's a callback to a previous episode for those of you who don't know. What's his name?
We have the kinds.
What the fuck is his name?
Miller.
No, the fucking Dakine. Dakine guy. What the fuck was his name?
I don't. How long? Okay, Amanda, how long have you been listening to our show?
I've been up since August. I've probably listened to about 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we had there was some pop star from Hawaii that we had on, and his number one song was called Dakine. That's what we were talking about. It's always funny when you got to explain it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. What the fuck was his name?
It don't fucking matter.
Was it Mac Miller?
Pop star from Hawaii just sounds terrible in itself. So.
No, he's like a rapper.
He's a rapper pop star?
This is the dumbest conversation.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It doesn't matter. Fuck it. whatever. Yeah.
It all went off the rails.
Designs. We've got.
You guys are gonna fuck.
No, we're not.
You know how I know we're not?
How?
Because I don't want anything in my pooper.
I don't do that to everybody. I've only done it to one person.
You could be the second.
You could be the second.
Would you? Amanda, would you pay money to watch me fill my belly button with mayonnaise and then finger fuck it?
Oh, God, gross. I don't like mayonnaise.
I was going to say, so it's just that you don't like mayonnaise.
Well, I just had a physical, a picture in my mind of mayonnaise and a belly button, and I don't like mayonnaise, so just looks absolutely disgusting.
All right, so we're trying to find a way to supplement our income from this podcast, and we're thinking about doing a webcam of Doug jacking off on webcam. Would you pay for that?
It depends on how much it was.
$1. How much cum it was?
How much it was?
$1.
I mean, I think y'all should actually start out for free, do one free episode, and then come out after that. You got to get the people in.
They're already in. They listen to our show. Hey, if you want to watch Doug jack off, go here. They're already in.
Okay, okay, yeah, gotcha.
So then no.
So,
no, I mean, I don't pay to watch anybody do any sexual acts. I just watch that shit for free. Or okay. I just watch my videos of myself on my phone. So
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
You watch videos of yourself on your phone?
You wouldn't? I would.
Watch videos of yourself on your phone?
Yeah, if I look like that, fuck yeah, I'd be watching me fuck me all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not even... Say they're not even from my point of view. They're from Miller's point of view. So I get to see stuff that I normally don't get to see.
Yeah, you.
So you actually are just watching. You are very fucking narcissistic.
That's fucking weird, man. Fucking weird.
It's just fun.
So, all right. So why didn't you ever get into porn then?
I'm not that comfortable, and I'm a parent, and... You know, I'm sorry. I don't want, that sounds, it almost sounds like prostitute, you know, wise, like, you know, people pay you to watch you fuck and see your goodies, you know, I don't know. It's really uncomfortable to me. I mean, I don't, you know, disrespect porn stars or anything. I mean, it's a fucking job. Props to them for what they do. But no, I would never do that.
I got nothing funny to say about that. I don't
know. Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Nothing All right. really funny.
All right. So I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to regret asking immediately after I ask it, but I'm going to ask anyway.
All right. Shoot.
You've got 40 seconds. Explain this cabal bullshit.
I have absolutely no fucking idea. I get an email. I do exactly what they say.
No, I'm not talking about what you read. I'm talking about because you were doing the hashtag well before that. And
I got an email and said, use this hashtag and you will be or wait for further instructions. So I've been doing it. Well, I got 2 new more sponsors. I got more followers. I got a video interview. So it's like the cabal to me is something positive. You know, maybe it's like some huge secret group. Maybe it's a kink group. Maybe it's not a kink group. I don't know.
I think it's Anthony.
It's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, you realize that it's nothing, right? I mean, it's nothing. That's what it is.
It's everyone, but it's no one.
No, it's just no one. There's no everyone. It's just no one. It's nothing.
It's like, Anthony, it sounds like it's anonymous for podcasts.
Right.
It does. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Except it's just a bunch of people in their basements that, like, I'll send you downloads or something.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, those little nerds that hang out in their basement and play Dungeons and Dragons.
What's wrong with Dungeons and Dragons?
I don't know. I just never got into it. I'm not that nerdy.
What is the nerdiest thing that you have ever done?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I'm not really into... I'm really into Star Wars. I mean, that's probably the nerdiest thing. I have a bunch of Star Wars clothes and paraphernalia and stuff like that.
So, I got a couple questions. And if it starts getting too personal, then...
answer.
Just tell me fuck off, whatever.
Okay.
How many kids you got?
1.
How old?
14.
Any chance, do they, I don't want to ask anything any more specific about your kids other than does your kid know about your podcast?
Yes.
Are you okay with your kid listening to your podcast?
He does not listen.
Does he know that you go by Blunt Mommy?
Yep.
And how do you know he doesn't listen?
Because the kid does not want to know about me and adult things in the same, you know, scenario. Example, when my Spunk Lube stuff came in, when we got to the door, I had beer in my hand and I said, oh, that's shit from my new sponsor.
You sound like a train wreck.
I was like, can you pick it up, please? And he was like, oh, well, what is it? I was like, adult stuff. And he was like, ew, I can't. You carry it. Like, he refused to carry it because I said it was adult stuff.
So I'm as you're telling me this story, I'm picturing your 14-year-old kid still breastfeeding, a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. You've got him on your hip, and you're carrying a beer in one hand, and you're trying to carry this big thing of lube in the other.
Setting your beer down on his head.
You know, you could sketch out a photo of that. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want Doug to draw a 14-year-old boy sucking on your boob. That's what I want.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of gross. I would want you to do like a baby.
All the.
Want you to do, baby.
All the kids' clothes were bought with Marlboro Miles.
Ew, I don't even smoke that kind of cigarettes.
What kind do you smoke?
Camel Menthol Silver.
No. All right.
Yeah. And I never breastfed, and smoking in the house is...
I know, you've said that like four times. That doesn't mean that we're not going to...
That's fine.
Anytime anybody tells me that they smoke, the first thing I think is trash, white trash. Even if they're black, white trash. That's just gross.
No, I mean, smoking is disgusting.
Yeah, I think it's fucking vile.
It's gross. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, I stopped. And I was like, all right, cool. I haven't smoked for a whole year. I'm not going to start back. Went to a fucking party, drank a beer. That was it.
Yeah, I smoke.
Do you really?
Yeah.
But do you still think it's disgusting?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I have to wash my hands afterwards. I have to spray shit on me. I can't stand the smell.
But it makes you look cool, and it makes you smell good. So I continue to do it.
Cool.
Doesn't make you smell good, but I mean, I would say it does make you look a little bit cool.
I was being fucking sarcastic.
That is the dumbest thing
I'm not being
heard.
Sarcastic.
I like the shade of yellow that it brings to my teeth as well.
Oh, I use black toothpaste.
Why?
What?
Because it's got whitening. It's got that activated charcoal. And
it's got activator? Like, is that what you use black guy toothpaste that has activator in it? Is that what you say? That's what I heard.
Can you hand me some of that Soul Glow toothpaste, please?
It's black toothpaste.
It's the only toothpaste that's got anti-theft shit in the store.
Oh my god, I did find out at the Walgreens by my house. They had the toothpaste locked up because people steal it. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my god. So last week before Doug fucked up the recording.
Are you still recording, Anthony?
Yep.
All right.
Last week before Doug fucked up the recording, you were talking about something that I was completely lost in the conversation. You had a podcast before the one that you have now.
Yeah.
So you guys were talking about, while I was fucking with this card, you were talking about being in touch with somebody from that podcast. I don't know any of the details. I vaguely remember hearing you talk about having a podcast before and being in touch with somebody from, can you tell me about that? So I understand what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I had a part. I started Blunt Mommy in March. I had a co-host, Chris, who was fun. He was like in his 50s, square as fuck, but he knew how to party and he had a bunch of money. So, you know, he paid for everything.
That means he did coke.
Were you fucking him?
No.
All right. Was he did fucking he do coke? You?
Nope. I've never done it in my life.
You're missing out.
I know. That's what I hear. We did the podcast. I talked about, you know, I would ask personal questions and he'd always be like, I can't answer that. I was like, bro, what the fuck? We're on a podcast. You know, we're on a podcast. I'm going to ask shit. Well, he started dating this girl and her and her friends stalked me so much on the internet. They found the podcast.
Uh-huh.
she broke up with him because of the podcast, and she told everybody and their mama about the podcast, and he just received backlash. You know, this is vile. This is disgusting. How could you do this?
Really?
So he deleted everything. He logged into every single site and deleted everything.
All the podcasts and everything?
Everything.
He didn't even give you a chance to back any of it up? Or, I mean, none of
it? Nope. Nope.
Do you still talk to him?
Well, he hit me up the other day. He drunk dialed me at like midnight. Well, it was work week. I didn't answer. And then the next day, he's like, can you talk? I was like, yeah, whatever. And I knew this was going to happen. He broke up with that girl because she was a fucking psycho, jealous bitch.
Sure.
And she found one of my podcasts and sent it to his best friend. It was like, listen to this. I was just, and then he asked me, he's like, I need a favor. And I was like, oh my God, if he asked me to take down my podcast, I'm going to like, I know where he lives. I'm going to go fucking punch him in his dick.
He wants you to like, fuck him in the ass, don't he?
That's disgusting. No, I would never. Chris is, Chris wanted to know because he found the Married as Fuck episode that we were on with them. She found that, sent that out, and he's like, do you think they can take that episode down? I was like, no, absolutely not.
You want
not.
Another podcast to take an episode down?
Yes.
Right, that's going to happen.
I was like, absolutely not. And he's like, you don't think they would? I was like, you don't understand the uploading of an episode. I was like, everything is in chronological order. You take one down. It fucks everything up. I was like, I'm not even asking them that. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
Do you know what?
Go ahead.
I think we should ask John to take down the old Brand X as well as his new podcast episodes.
Every week, just take it down. Don't put it up. Just take it down.
I'm going to get on Twitter and just start randomly asking other podcasts to start taking down episodes.
Just say you're offended and see what happens. Say you're offended and ask them to take the episode down and see who complies.
It's
disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Yes.
And
I'm going to ask the Frygays to take down.
Bruh, that was so funny.
Yeah, we just got done talking about it.
Oh my God, a Down syndrome? I'm sorry. I didn't know it was like a thing.
What, Down syndrome?
Like, no, like a noun, like a Down syndrome. I messaged y'all that. The guy said a Down syndrome.
No, you have to understand that so this is Doug speaking. Anything that you interact with on Twitter is me.
Okay.
Anthony was the guy that he's the one that sounds like Ray Romano.
Kind of.
Deborah.
Not really.
So I've got some good news and some bad news here. It looks like the bad news is that I've only got 15% remaining on my laptop, and I'm not going in the other room to get my charger.
Bye.
Okay. That's fine. I'll fucking go back to sleep.
The good news is I get to stop talking here in about 5 minutes.
Nice. Me too, because I totally sound like a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got any big plans for your show coming up?
I wish I did. I want to try to do another one with Miller. I know there's been talk about another podcast. He wants to get his brother on, and his brother is super liberal. And Miller's the exact opposite. And I would just like him to get, you know, in rears with somebody that's, you know, a liberal, because he would be on the fucking episode for like an hour and a half.
I think that you should do whatever you can to get me and Miller on a call together, because I do not like him.
Because he called you out for trying to fuck his girlfriend or what?
He is a raving lunatic.
But he's actually not in real life.
I don't know a fucking thing about the guy.
Yeah, I know.
I know he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, he is? He is, really?
Yeah, I actually just got an email just dropped down and said that the government shutdown has begun.
Hey, how many Trump supporters do you think take it in the ass?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I only know one.
Do you ever ask him why? Like, why does he take it in the ass? No, why does he support Trump?
Well, I mean, I've asked them both, but I just really don't get into politics, and I'm not about to argue with him about it because he says big words that I don't understand. And I mean, the guy's G-spot is up there. So you try everything once, at least I would.
No, so yeah, I could. I don't really give a shit about. I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with you throwing a dildo up his ass. Anthony thinks it's gay. I don't think it's gay.
I do think it's gay, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It could be gay and not wrong.
No, because we've talked about it. So we talked about this on our show. You know, anything that you do with a woman is not gay.
Not true.
If you're being gay means you're attracted to a man.
Not
it
true.
It doesn't have it anything to do with anything
up
going
your
up
ass.
Your ass.
Nope.
I totally agree.
But you're wrong. You take it up the ass, you're gay. That's the rule.
That's not how it works.
I don't make the rules.
Right now,
I just enforce
Anthony,
them.
Who's right is me and Doug.
I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Anthony. So if you take anything up your ass, you're gay. That's what you just said.
Yeah, everybody's gay because everybody's got shit up their ass. Gay.
You've had a finger up your ass.
Yep, so a doctor has put a finger up your ass.
Gay. No, his wife has.
Gay.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're fucking gay.
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 Damn it. Hoisted by my own petard.
What? You don't have to use the R word.
Right. No, I don't care. I'm more concerned that he supports Trump than he takes it up the ass. I really don't give a shit if somebody wants to take it up the ass. It doesn't matter.
Now we just know that he's open sexually and retarded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything politically. I just, you know, there's honestly nothing you can do. So I'm just trying to ride it out.
Literally.
Are we still talking about it? But
yeah.
Are we still talking about his butt?
Ride this one out.
Huh. All right. Well, it's good to have you back. Again, so why don't you give out your... I want to see if you learned anything from the last time we talked. Let people know where they can find you.
Okay. They can find me on Instagram at Amanda, AmandaDuh3313. You can find me on Twitter, Blunt_Mommy. You can also, my platforms are Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitcher.
So you didn't learn anything because you remember you can also just Google Blunt Mommy and it'll take you all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. I'm such a dodo.
Why don't you? We have merch. Make sure you go over there. I think we both have shit up there, right?
We both have shit up there.
Yeah, you got a really, really cool shirt. I know that.
I know I do have a cool shirt. Thanks, guys.
There's no guys. That was me.
Okay, I haven't even seen it.
Thank you, Doug.
I'm going to go look right after the show, though.
It's really fucking tight.
Oh, well, I'm fat, so I probably won't wear it.
You'll look like a sausage. Anthony, you got anything?
Bye.
Hey, make sure you go over and listen to our Patreon episode this week.
Yeah.
It's about an hour long. Pretty good. Racist stuff.
I may actually pay $1 to fucking listen to that shit.
Can you make it $5?
Well,
fuck
well,
no, I'm poor.
So am I. Can you make it $10?
No. No, and I don't get child support, so... No, I'm poor.
Anthony, I'll go halvesies with you if you want to go and listen to the episode.
All right, fair. Let's do it.
All right, bye, assholes.
Bye.
Hey, do you need shirts to promote your podcast? How about coffee mugs for that artisan bean roasting business you started? What about poker chips with the name and logo of your super secret underground gambling ring? The fine folks over at WeHaveMerch.com will help get your name and logo on just about anything you can think of. Have you ever thought about starting your own navy? I mean, who hasn't, right? The guys at Who's Right Podcast did just that, and WeHaveMerch.com provided the uniform services. They will handle the orders and delivery. You just concentrate on making people want to wear the shirts with your logo, and let WeHaveMerch.com take care of the rest.